Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this week's Healthline, we take a look at preventing cardiovascular diseases. Cardiovascular disease, or heart disease, is ranked as the number one cause of death in the Western world. Consultant cardiologist Dr. Camille Christian says while one in every five adults in Jamaica is hypertensive, 10% of the population also has diabetes, and these are two of the most common risk factors for cardiovascular diseases.
And then you have things like high cholesterol, smoking. There's a high percentage of people who have high cholesterol. Those four are probably the main risk factors, the hypertension, diabetes, high cholesterol, and smoking. And then you have other factors, you know, like age, family history, and then supporting one's sedentary lifestyle, obesity, you know, that sort of thing, which adds to your risk of heart disease.
In preventing cardiovascular diseases, Dr. Christian recommends first avoiding the onset of these risk factors. She says the most modifiable risk factor is smoking, as it requires an individual who smokes to stop the habit. In cases where persons have a family history of high blood pressure or diabetes, then the aim would be to get regular checkups to identify these conditions early and bring them under control.
To help to reduce the onset of those things, diet is going to be very important. So in terms of hypertension, so if you have a family history, for instance, of hypertension or high cholesterol or diabetes, then diet and exercise becomes even more important for that particular individual.
You should also reduce your intake of and avoid hidden sources of salt, for example, in processed foods and meats, tinned foods and sauces. Fried foods and animal fat sources contribute to developing and worsening high cholesterol.
Then do more maybe baking or steaming, eating things that are, you know, lots of fruits and vegetables. As it relates to diabetics, so reducing the sugar content. Again, there are many things that are very high in sugar. So things like soft drinks, for instance, which, you know, many people consume several bottles a day. And when you see how much sugar is in one bottle of one of these sodas, it's very high, and cumulative over the day, you're taking in quite a bit of sugar. So watching things like that is going to be very important.
We caught up with Catherine Mitchell, a member of the Jamaica Heart Foundation, while she was at the facility for a routine checkup. She says though she has no risk factors for heart disease, she tries her best to practice preventative methods, particularly regular testing.
My hemoglobin and blood sugar, I try to do that most often because I think it's important that you do these tests as regularly as you can, yes. And I have found that the Heart Foundation is very good.
Senior Manager for Health Administration at the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Nola Philpott-Brown, says many Jamaicans are unaware that they have risk factors for heart disease.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death in Jamaica. And the vision of the Heart Foundation is for them to have a longer and better quality of life. So some of the things that they could do is to adopt a healthy lifestyle or to adopt healthy lifestyle habits. And some of these habits would include making sure that they are physically active, they're physical, making sure that the meals that they have are in controlled portions. And when those portions are had, a high amount of or a bigger percentage of those portions should be vegetables and fruits.
Mrs. Philpott-Brown says the two major shortcomings of many Jamaicans is a lack of physical activity and failure to control health conditions. Regular testing, exercise, proper stress management, and a healthy diet are crucial to preventing and controlling cardiovascular diseases. It is therefore the responsibility of each person to be conscious of their family history and lifestyle choices to secure a healthy life. That's it for Healthline this week. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more. Until then, please stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.